WSHF 567 monitoring. WSHF 567 monitoring. WSHM 738. Good morning, Paul. WSHF 567.
Yeah, good morning, Sam. Mike, you in there? WRWB 489, WSHM 738. Tried calling you yesterday around 5-something, Sam. 5:20, 5:30 p.m. But somebody was trying to quick key on my transmissions. And, I could hear it on the HT. Never guess where that was coming from.
I can only imagine.
Well, I'll tell you where I was at. If you're good with a map in your head, I was at about just south of 9 Mile Road and Harper.
I don't know who lives over there.
Well, no one lives over there. I didn't say it was over there, but they were strong enough and close enough to come in on the HT, on the input where they were transmitting, the frequency they were transmitting on. You draw a line just west from there, you know, it's not really far, about a mile or so.
Copy that.
Like, just beyond 94, come East Point. Mike must be sleeping in this morning, WSHM 738.
That must be WSHF 567.
Mike is oversleeping the day there, Sam. WSHM 738.
WSHF 567. I believe you might be right.
Are you there, Mike? Well, Sam, I'm going to start getting ready here. It's finally Friday, so I'll be back in a bit. WSHM 738.
Be here during WSHF 567.
Alright, sounds good.
Sounds like they're up already.
Like ambient noise, I don't even pay attention to it. I don't know what movie it was. Might have been E.T. or something like that. I just remember the one line.
They're here.
Alright, WSHM 738, I'll be back.
WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
Morning, Mike.
Yeah, good morning, Sam. Yeah, I woke up late today, so kind of slept in.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. We figured that out. Paul went to go get ready, and I'm still here. WSHF 567.
Yep, and I see they're up early too, eh?
Looks like.
Good morning, I think I heard Mike in there. It's at the SHM 738.
Yep, good morning. WRWB 49. Yeah, I woke up kind of late this morning.
Sorry, you're loud. Actually dragging my feet. What, am I getting jammed again?
What do you expect, of course? They were playing the siren in the shower when you were in the shower doing, you know, we're getting ready for work.
Go figure.
But remember, it's our fault because we talk on this service.
Yeah, that's it. Warded and we.
That's what happens when you're bored and you have no money.
I don't know. I think it boils down to some other fundamentals, too, to be honest with you. I was over at a place that I go to every now and then, maybe once a month. I was over just south of 9 in Harper, and somebody was trying to dead key me real quick. Well, I was calling for you and Sam about 5:20, 5:30 yesterday p.m., and that was strong enough to come in on the HT, just south of 9 Mile Road and Harper. I'm not saying it was right there. What I am saying, it was close enough to come in on the input, the rubber duck.
Gee, I wonder.
Get yourself a map out and draw the lines.
We all know who lives close to that area.
Hey, just reporting, that's all.
When you said Harper, I'm thinking of the other one that lives over there by Hungry Howie's.
That's actually further further away than the one I was talking about, but anyways, pick yourself out a map and draw the lines. That's all I'm saying.
Well, it's not too hard to figure out.
Yeah, I'm just saying there's two likely ones, and one is a lot closer than the other, so that's all I'm saying.
Oh, I got
it. Gotta find my phone here. Hang on a minute. Left it in the bedroom. Anyways, all right, there you go. So, finally made it to Friday.
Yep, Friday is here.
And I'm pretty sure Charlie being here today is a full week for him, I think, this week. If I'm not mistaken.
I think so. And Tim said he was going to try to make it out here this morning. I talked to him yesterday afternoon. I guess he's back from Canada.
Oh, okay. Thought I heard him earlier in the week trying to check in. He was noisy. He was saying he was in Canada.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm out here. WRNW 329.
Good morning. Welcome back to the United States of America, the home of the few and a home of the few that work.
Hey, I was on vacation for a couple of weeks. Well, I used all my time up in it, or they pay you for it. So, I'm back to work today. I ran out of time, so only one day this week. One day at work, so it's not too bad.
Well, welcome back.
Thank you, appreciate it. Well, I was down in Florida for a week. My daughter had a baby down there. Down there for a week. I came back here, back home for about 4 days or so. Not liking the weather now. I guess I readjust.
Yeah, what part of Florida? Around about
Port St. Lucie.
Oh yeah, I know the name.
North of Orlando, maybe 2 hours.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It can get brutal.
Not very many repeaters in that area. We're lucky here in Michigan. We got a lot of repeater options.
Yes.
Ridiculous. I don't know why I just don't understand why they keep doing this kind of stuff out here. You there, Mike?
Yeah, I'm in here. They're bored, Ken. That's all there is to it. They're bored, lonely, frustrated in all aspects. So, that's about it.
Hey, just real quick.
Yeah, they're covering you up, Paul. This time they're actually, you know, covering you up. So, you have to get your mobile.
All right, I got a few minutes before I get out there. I'll be back.
Hi, Paul. Hi, Mike. Welcome back, Tim. WSBT 754.
Morning to you. Thank you.
Yeah, good morning, Charlie. WSHM 738. I'll be out to the mobile in about 5 here.
Yeah, good morning, Charlie.
Yeah, one more Friday to go. Well, one more down, but not many to go. I keep picking on a kid at work, young dude. We calculated it out, he's got like about 2,500 more weeks to go.
Who knows, man? By then, there won't be no Social Security if they keep tapping into it and borrowing against it.
I couldn't imagine it being that age anymore, you know, the way things are going. Have a lifetime to work yet. You have no idea what's going to happen by the time they get to our age. Man.
It is crazy. I don't know. You know, I always thought to myself, it's like, you know, if I could just save my own money, not pay into it, I'd get a better rate of return if I was to invest it instead of them trying to invest it for me, so to speak.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt, man. You could do better. But that's the system we're stuck with.
It was designed for the ones that don't know how to save their money. Well, that's not my problem. You can't save money. That's on you, you know. Why should I have to suffer? Because somebody else can't save their money. And of course, you know, then they, now they have the disabled link to it. It's like, well, wait a minute, you know, this is for, strictly for the people that, you know, put into it. Not the ones that never put into it, you know. I guess they get to double that too. It's a screwed up system, you know. I mean, if you're disabled, it should be on a, should have been on a separate system, not linked to, you know, Social Security retirement.
There's a lot of truth to that when you think about it. When some people are on Social Security disability for twice as many years, 2.5 times the amount of time they work. So, yeah, it starts draining real quick that way. The math don't math. Okay, WSHM
730. I tell you, Paul, they must really love your sweet, succulent voice.
I actually think it's pretty nice myself. Thanks for noticing.
Hey, John Anderson.
Hey, I'm wondering how he's making out with the DMR stuff. That's what I tried to get through earlier. So, Tim?
I hadn't played with it for the last couple of weeks since I was off work. But I haven't done it. I still got a program. It's only in the handheld. I'll get back there probably soon.
Okay, pretty good. Yeah, I was just wondering. I know I've been monkeying with it for a little while. Yeah, minus the vacation, I get that. So, if I was on vacation down in Florida, Canada and Florida, I don't think I'd be messing around with radio at that point. In fact, I just got back from Florida back in February, so I can have to have no radios down there. All right, very good. Charlie? I mess with that DMR a little bit. And it really wasn't my thing. You know, most of the talk groups are so essentially the top group. Skype or FacePoint or whatever, you know, over the internet. It just wasn't my thing.
Okay, there's a lot of things to do in ham radio, right? You can like one of them, or all of them, or half of them. It don't matter.
It's definitely a learning curve to program it and figure it out. You know, it's not a Z it out, but it's taken out, and it ain't too bad, but I don't know. It wasn't really for me. Yeah, okay. I got it.
My intuition was right. And I was just going to say that. So go over there by Hungry Howie's.
Persistent enough, they will get busted eventually. So, there's the fourth one outed.
They were like the first ones to get their license for this service, long before you were even out here. And here they were making fun of you for having a paid license. We'll go back to your paid-for license service.
He's definitely got an axe to grind with me and you. He's threatened you on ham radio. I have that recorded, so. He's coming for you. You better learn his face, Mike. He's coming for you.
Well, who was going to drive him? I mean, I thought his truck was down.
All right, anyways, there's another one outed this morning. KBGFF over there in St. Clair Shores, so there you go. One more mystery unlocked. I'm telling you, they're all going to get nailed. Every single one of them are going to get nailed. And if he loses that ham license over there, he's really going to have nothing to do. The last little glimmer of life he has.
Must be moving out of the area because he's getting brave again.
Well, I'm not the one. Solve the mystery and identify the ill. All right, I guess it's time to go in, mate.
Right there, Charlie.
Have a good day, gentlemen.
See you, Tim. Good morning. USHM 738. Is growing, Mike. I got to start writing them down. Too many names to remember all the time. I write these things down.
Right. You got a rolling dead key, or shall I say, a Jimmy Jammer, and you know, you got one that sits at home at his mom's. The list just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Told you, he cannot. Many times through this morning. Yeah, when you're sitting there with an HT with no antenna on it, parking lot at a wall, been there since the 70s, and you start railing somebody full scale, ain't no doubt where that one's coming from.
You know, I was going to call you and tell you, you know, before you even went over that way, I just had this intuition, and, well, I guess you were right, or I was right, you know.
I always suspect he's got a big extra grind with you and me. He's made it vocal on 145.59, so, you know, it's kind of an easy one there again, right? And so, anyways. Now, I'm telling you, there's a task force looking at you. There is a task force.
instead of hiding, why don't you just, you know, come out and state your name for the record? You know, I mean, you've already been caught.
He's been caught jamming his own people before trying to...
That's what I've been told.
WSCU 202, good morning. WRI 357.
WB 49, and we're standing by.
WSHF 567, morning time. Mike, you off, you headed to your job, or what's going on?
Heading to my next assignment, yep. Just, drive it up 94 here.
Copy that, I did.
Chester Tucky, cops out today. Now, and of course, they're at the same place they're always are at. Chesterfield Arms. I'm sure you know that place well, right, Tim?
Still Farms.
Got cut off a little bit.
I said, yeah, I know Chesterfield Farms.
Chesterfield Arms Apartments. The ones that, well, it's called Aspen Creek now, but it used to be called Chesterfield Arms. Right here at 23, just east of 94.
Yeah, yeah. Might as well be them projects in the Mount Clemens, man, because it just is bad anymore.
But every time I go by that place, I'm like, wow, just like clockwork, there goes Chesterfield. Right to the same place. They might as well just have a little mini police station, you know, inside that place. That's how bad it is. When I drive by here in Chesterfield, that's always a crapshoot, it's the Willows.
Over Poppy Bay.
You were weakening the machine. Try again.
This is out here. I said, sound chip, this is... to be in the 70s, it was a lot nicer.
Yeah. You know, Chesterfield now, it's still nice. It's just it's getting all built up.
I liked it before it was built up with more rule.
Yeah. It was young. It was cool for the most part. I can remember, you know, 20.
They're not going to let us. Mike, shame on them. Hey, I sent you a radio the other day. You better let me know if that works. It's only 20 bucks, but I didn't get the DMR. Just let me know.
You seen that one, Ed?
What it is.
Pretty much all the same.
It's a thing. Great chef and Jeff. FM, if it was IRS or not.
This is about like a 20, 25 watt radio. Yeah, it's a little bit about the size of the one I'm using now.
WRZT-820, can I get a test, please? WRZT-820.
820, loud and clear. WIWR-257.
WR-257, can you tell me your location, please?
Yeah, I'm in Clinton Township near Mount Clemens. How about yourself?
Yeah, we're down here in Roseville. I'm inside of a building. We're just checking the handheld, verify that it was working. I appreciate the radio check. Have yourself a good day. WRZT 820 clear on your final.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime.
WSIK 839 listening.
I didn't catch that call sign, but good morning to you. WRWR 357.
WSIK 839.
Well, WSIK 839, I think is what I heard. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Starting out good anyway. Even though there's no sun.
Yeah, it's hard to believe it's May 1st, and I checked the weather app on my phone, and there's a freeze warning for tonight, I believe.
Yeah, last night, tonight, and possibly tomorrow.
Yeah, I forget when my dad always planted a big garden and corn and stuff, and there was always a, I can't remember if it was like May 1st or if it was, you were supposed to wait till, or was it June 1st, I can't remember.
You got me on that one.
Yeah, the idea was that, you know, if you planted too early and stuff sprouted up now and then you had a bad frost that, you know, would kill off everything, you have to redo it.
Yeah, especially with weekends like this one where constant freeze warning. Welcome to Michigan.
Hey, as long as there's no snow, I'll be okay.
That's all right. Wait till summer. You think the cold was bad? El Nino year.
Oh, you think it's going to be a hot summer, do you?
It's going to be a nasty summer. I love being out in the nasty weather.
Well, I hate to see what my electrical bill is going to be for the AC this summer.
Yeah, I hear that. I do, especially with everything going up.
Yeah, this $5 a gallon gas is going to hurt for a little while. Hope we don't get much higher than that, but we'll see.
As long as this war is going on, it's going to keep going up.
Yeah, I hear you. I was hoping to have it wrapped up by the end of spring, but I don't know. Well, we got another month to do it, but yeah, you're right.
First it's gas prices, and then everything else goes up because you gotta pay for the gas.
Yeah, I don't get how the prices go up even though like only 20% or something come from that area, that region, but I guess it's all connected somehow. But anyways, I'm at my location, so I'm gonna be signing off here shortly.
You have yourself a great day, and even though it's cloudy and it looks like rain, I hope you have a sunny day. 73 and God bless, WSIJ 839, and we'll be listening on the side.
All right, take care and have a great day too. This is WIWR 357.
Good morning, everybody. This is WSVP 257. I'm in Mulbaugh, New Hampshire. WSIP 284, WSVP 257. No copy in the last. Say again, over.
Better here. I'm on the HT in my living room.
Yeah, a little better that time I can make you out. Yeah, just seeing if you got the JSA's Android installed, over.
Didn't install it yet. I'm going to put it on a tablet or try to put it on a tablet at least and see how it goes.
Roger, up there.
There's more updates for it
than on NetFacet? My repeater node is down at the moment. You got there and address that. And then also I was going to install the NetFacet 1-watt amplifier in it. Give it a little more range and hopefully we'll link up with you guys, alright?
Okay, roger that, yeah. John's solar node is doing pretty well too. I just think I don't have enough power myself to get out very far, but it is doing well, so I'm sure yours will be good as well.
Roger, roger. I was just warning the driving in here, so I thought I'd throw it out since you were on. So I'll let you go. This is WSVP 257. I'll be clear and moderate on your final.
Sounds good, 257. Great to hear from you this morning. This is WSIP 284. I'll be clear monitoring.
WRVV525.
WSHF 567, monitoring.
WSIA-776 listening.
WSIU-202 stalking. Listening.
WR-WB-49, and we're standing by.
7:38.
Meow, meow.
WRWB is 49 and we're standing by.
Must be some kind of a moron.
I want to fuck your granddaughter in the ass.
Oh, that's Mr. Latimer. That's Mr. Latimer.
I'm making a
mess. Yeah, hold on a minute. You know, you guys talk like that, but I'm going to tell you what. That is some sissy stuff, hiding behind a microphone doing it, right? Why don't you confront the people you want to confront and tell them that in person? That's what you should do. Some friendly advice to the SHM 738. $10,000 fine ought to set you people up real well. Know what to do. Get out that house, get in your vehicle, and try it. This is all the Eli sample crew. It's exactly what it is, and you're not fooling anybody, and you guys think you're going to get away with this. It's going to come to a screeching halt, and some licenses are going to be pulled, including ham radio license. Right, that's what they always do. They're pining for someone, but they're doing it in the comforts of their own home. So, what they're doing is illegal, just like Steve Horton this morning got caught red-handed jamming at 5:30 in the morning. So, he's one that can't afford a $10,000 fine, that's for sure. He loses his ham ticket, he's pretty much got no life at that point. that's what they do. They're trash bags. All right. Anyways, Mike, I'm on the phone, so I'll catch up with you in a bit. WSHM 738.
Good evening, Natoma Theater. This is Chris from Royal Oak, checking in to say hi. I'll be monitoring and standing by WSMF 861, Chris.
WSIP 34, WSET 257. WSIP 284, WSET 257. Nothing heard from WSIP 284, so we meet WSET 257, mobile and monitoring.
The word of the today is Drama Lee, a chaos feeding attention parasite that clings to other people's problems, sucks them dry for entertainment, and somehow makes every situation about themselves.
Assholes ever have anything better to do.
WB 489, WHM 738.
Going on. WRWB 49.
Sounds like you may be off of work.
Yes, I am. I just, I was off about a half hour ago. I just stopped off and picked up one of those GM 30 Pro SUVs off market.
Okay, well, you're still a little on the fringe, or just in a bad area.
26 and I-94, that's where I'm at.
All right.
Somebody had, HT for sale on Marketplace, and with the extra, external microphone and the data cable and the charger and all that, so I got it real cheap.
Well, you can thank some of the people out here doing what they do. They probably turned on the radio and listened to this stuff and decided to pack it all up and sell it.
What? That's exactly why he got rid of it. And, he just says, I'm tired of hearing all the crap. He's like, so I just said to heck with it. I got a mobile. He says, but I don't even use that.
Oh, yeah. They were being real nasty at about 2:30. I think you probably heard most of that.
I did. I heard exactly. I had my HT at work today, and something told me to bring it in, and so I did, and of course I hear somebody, whispering that they want to, do some heinous things to your granddaughter, And I'm like, okay, that's your grade.
Well, you know what, Mike? They would only ever say that in front of the microphone, never to anybody's face.
The guy that lives over there by Hungry Howie's, he had to make some comments too. I'm sure he's disgruntled about being this morning, whatever.
Oh yeah, the guy that got busted red-handed 5:30 this morning, jamming. Yeah. He's proved to be a real brilliant guy over the last 27 years.
WS 567 monitoring.
Good afternoon or early evening.
Evening, Paul. I got video. I just got to pull the trigger.
You got what?
Well,
these jammers can't sustain this activity. I'm telling you, it's not more than one. And we'll see how many of them can afford it.
There's one down at GMRS Radio. I got it saved already, so I got the 400.
Argument with somebody, they gotta jam and play their games.
Let
me get this straight, Stan. You said you're buying a radio for $600?
No, I said I have $400 in my pocket to buy a radio. I just need to come up with the antenna money.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, talking about a 50-watter for home, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm still trying to figure out what the best choice is, so...
Well, I got $400 cash. I need to figure it out.
I guess... I trust pointing you in the right direction. You're not a jammer.
I wouldn't do that here. I have more sense than they do.
I know that.
I put it out there.
We caught another one this morning.
Yeah, they asked me to blow in his microphone after he got caught, so...
I just had to turn it off and walk away. Enough is enough.
They want. And they're not going to get it. Busted by the...
Why do you think I got this HD for so cheap? Because the guy was set up. He's like, I turned this thing on, and all I hear is, you know, people being jammed.
Yeah. So what a certain individual brought here.
I don't know because, he brought his people here too, but he also had the other ones that were already here before that. They just kind of like, you know, clung on to the kid, you know, because they feel sorry for him.
Fighting the same war. They're part of the group. Get stopped till they get caught by the FCC and fined. That's when they'll stop. I know what it would take. This morning came with video evidence, from what I understand.
Well, that's not good.
Video of an HT with no antenna, full-scale readings on the input, location, a couple of spots earmarked on video to show exactly where the individual was receiving the signal, and there you go.
Yeah, well, hey, that's on them, dude. That's on them.
No, you can't get much more of an airtight case than that right there. All right, so you didn't say what kind of radio it was. What kind of radio is it, Mike?
What kind of radio? Oddity GM30 with the color screens. I think this is the dual bander, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, I'm not familiar with that radio, but all right.
GM30 Pro. That's exactly why the guy sold it, because he's like, he's tired of the bullshit. So he just said, forget it, you know, he's like, I'll keep it mobile, but that's it. He's using this one for the house.
Okay, yeah, I see it. All right, I don't know much about that one.
Almost similar to a Bofang. Really isn't much difference.
Okay, well, cool.
Oh, for $25, you know, you can't beat that. I figured that. You know, and it came with the external microphone. It looks like one that's more heavy duty than the one I bought here 2 years ago.
Okay. WSHM 738.
WRWB 49. Anyway, so that's that. Okay, I'm going to take a standby here for a little bit. I will be back. WRWB 49 and we'll be standing by.
WSHM 738.
WSHM 738. You got a copy. This is WRWB 49.
Good evening, Macomb repeater. This is Chris from Royal Oak trying a different antenna this time. Please let me know how my signal's coming across from there. This is WSMF 861 Chris.
Go ahead there, Chris. We got a copy on you. You're getting in pretty good.
Thank you. I was using previously a 41-inch antenna with a 10-watt radio, and this time I decided to swap out that 41-incher for a 15-inch antenna. And I guess if it's working great, all I really needed to get over to Macomb was a more powerful radio, so I'm pretty happy it's working out okay.
Yeah, how does this radio sound anyway? I just picked it up today here. Does it sound okay, or is the audio light, or?
Sounds pretty good coming from your end, too. Barely any static, and if there's any static, it's just from me being super far away from the repeater. But I hear you at a good volume. I hear you pretty clearly. No distortion or static from your end whatsoever.
All right, just, I just picked up this here radio here. It's a Radio Oddity GM30 Pro. Just want to see how it sounded anyway. Well, that's good. All right, good to hear. Anyway, I'm going to take a standby here, WRWB 49, and we'll be standing by.
Sounds good. Pretty good radio at that. I myself am rocking this 8-box plus by Baofeng. It's a couple steps up from a regular UV5R, but so far I'm happy with this result too. If anything else, I'm still monitoring.
Before you go, did this change my audio by chance?
Other than it's a little bit clearer this time around.
Yeah, it came with a external microphone. I just wanted to see if this thing was actually working or not. Okay. Alrighty, so it is working. Alrighty. This is WRWB 49, and we'll be standing by.
WRWB 489. WRW 329.
Hey, what's going on there, Tim?
I'll be right back. Not much, Chris. In the mobile here, heading south, I guess. Heading up Groves back here. Got some stuff to do down here. A little running around out here. You got another radio, did you?
Yeah, some guy had put it up on Marketplace for really cheap. It's just one of those Radio Oddity GM30 Pros. And it's nothing spectacular, but for the price, I mean, $25, you know, he gave me an external microphone with it, the data cable, and everything to go with it, you know, I'm like, yeah. And it was really close to my one of my work assignments, so I'm like, yeah, I'll take a gamble.
Sounding nice and clear, nice and loud. Maybe a little louder than the other radio we usually talk on. It's a handheld?
Yeah, it's a handheld. It's just, you know, one of those cheap run-of-the-mill ones, but for what it is, you know, I guess it's working.
It definitely works nice and loud, that's for sure. Nice and clear, but I'm not far either, believe. Maybe when I get out a little farther, I'll give you a shout back and we'll see how it sounds. It looks like we're getting some rain out here. It's starting to rain a little bit. And it's cold.
Yeah, I see that, you know. It's the rain over here. Well, I should be, you know, getting in pretty well. I mean, I can see the county building from, you know, where I'm at. So I'm not too far from it.
You said, geez, you plugged in a mic. After the mic sounded a little louder, didn't it? The actual people, I think, the modulation anyway, sounded a little louder to me when you were talking to the other gentleman.
Yeah, I'm using an external mic right now. This is one of those kid radio microphones. It looks like it's, you know, pretty well built. It's better than that Abree one that I picked up here, what was it, about a year ago online. Those things were made cheap, and they even look cheap.
Okay. Well, that one's working for the price, that's for sure. It's doing the job. I got one I was trying to get rid of, too. I can't think of the name of it right offhand at the moment. I haven't used it for a while. It's a GMRS, just a GMRS radio. I paid, like, about $180 for it. I used it until I got the ham license. Now I don't rarely use it.
This radio here, it's a dual-band radio. You know, he has it programmed for GMRS, but and then he's got other frequencies in there, but I'm going to erase it, wipe it out, and then, you know, reconfigure it, because a lot of the frequencies he has in here, they don't work. They're all digital, you know. And he was thinking, you know, oh, these are still being used on analog, but they're not.
Yeah, I copy that. Yeah, maybe you want to do some studying and get the, a ham radio license. Maybe you can use the 240, 440, and 220, what am I saying? 2 meter, 440.
Yep, I know. Yep. When I get time, you know, I keep saying that, but anyway. Well, all right, well, I'm going to jump out of here. I got to take care of some stuff, but good hearing from you, and pleasure talking. So this is WRWB 49, and we'll be standing by.
Hey, nice talking to you. Maybe we'll catch you a little later, or maybe tomorrow. But talk to you a little later. That radio is nice and loud. Louder than the other one, I believe. WRNW 329, clear for now.
I think you're absolutely right. Definitely louder. WSHS 567, good evening.
Good evening to you.
WSCU 202, good evening. And monitoring WFMF 861.
WSIE 375, Matt, are you there?
WSIE 375, this is Matt. You're coming through loud and clear. How do I sound?
WSIE 375, you sound absolutely clear.
Okay, great. I'll let you get back to your evening. WSIE 375, Matt, I'll be clear.
WSIE 375, signing out. Have a good night.
This is Chris from Royal Oak, standing by and monitoring. Your signals are pretty clear over here in Royal Oak. WSMF-861, Chris.
Royal Oak, you broke up a little bit at the end there.
WSIE-375, that wasn't me before.
WSIE-375, 10-4. Someone from Royal Oak, but he came through choppy.
Okay. I guess he did. Have a good night. Matt?
Location I'm in, but I'm glad it's miraculously making it through. I'm like 20 miles away from the repeater to dense urban buildings.
WSIE-375, you're coming through loud and clear. I'll let you get back to your evening. Love you. Good night soon.
WSIE-375, good night. Love you.